Math. Math messes things up. This is a problem of fate. The enemy of the random. The egalitarian paradise of home truths and proverbs. Math wrecks it all. Rain, God says, falls on the just and the unjust alike. But the unjust usually have umbrellas, and math pays attention to that stuff. To the facts of it. Like when I say, we are all having a hard time. To ease my guilt, most of that is a lie. And it's true, the thing I'm not saying is that hard time is a language, a private dialect. It has its own village, its own district, its own tribe. And there are the pure bloods of the tribe and the half-breeds. And the hard times is not what the mouth says. Nor is it like the girl who one day runs up into an impossible equation. Like she being shot in the neck outside a Walmart while fleeing the scene with two slabs of beef, a scarf, and three skirts. The security guard saying stop twice and then shooting her, which sounds like a hard time, especially if she is black. And he is black too. Or maybe it is like the color thing, like who says red is red in someone else's eyes as in mine? And we are all safe, and most of us die in beds. Most of us have time to say, have mercy on my soul. Most of us die looking at a ceiling, and nothing leaps at us like crows from a bush. Most of us are what we were going to be before we knew what we were going to be. And after knowing, most of us do not surprise ourselves or anyone else, which is what I mean by the math of it. The dialect of suffering that we learn not to understand, though we do, like we do the sense around us, how they move us, how we can't explain them, how we cry without really knowing why we do.